Yesterday, the governor attended a groundbreaking at the Columbia Energy Center near Portage. Owners of the coal-fired power plant there are adding $625 million in controls to reduce mercury and sulfur dioxide emissions. The governor says at its peak, the project will create 600 jobs while helping protect the environment. The Sierra Club's Jennifer Fireherm says environmental groups and the U.S. EPA spent years pressuring the power plant to add the controls.
These are jobs that were not created by the Walker administration. These are jobs because the EPA is providing sound and responsible regulations that protect public health.
Fireherm says there are other coal-fired plants in Wisconsin where jobs could be created by installing better pollution controls or by switching to a cleaner burning fuel. Or, she says, the state could help cut the use of fossil fuel and create jobs by doing more to help the growth of renewable energy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.